Blog Talk Radio.
All my life, been grinding all my life. Stack the spice, hustle, pay the price. Want a slice, got to roll the dice, that's why. All my life, I've been grinding all my life, look. All my life, been grinding all my life. Stack the spice, hustle, pay the price. Want a slice, got to roll the dice, that's why. All my life, I've been grinding all my life, look. I'm married to this gang, that's who I made my wife. Said I'd die alone, I told that bitch she probably right. One thing that's for sure, not a stranger to this life. Got a safe that's full of Franklin and a shoulder full of stripes. I don't know a nigga like myself. I say self-made, meaning I design myself. County jail fade, you can pull my file yourself. Spot rage, swallow rocks, I'm getting high myself. Nah, damn right I like the life I built. I'm from West Side 60, shit, I might got killed. Standing so tall, they think I might got still. Legendary baller like Mike, like Will. 96 Impala, thug life on wheels. Up against the wall, squabble at Fox Hill. Like a motherfucking boss, ask me how I feel. Successful street nigga touching them first meals. Whoa. All my life, been grinding all my life. Sacrifice, hustle, pay the price. Want a slice, got to roll the dice, that's why. All my life, I've been grinding all my life. Look. All my life, been grinding all my life. Sacrifice, hustle, pay the price. Want a slice, got to roll the dice, that's why. All my life, I've been grinding all my life. Look, I got everything I said I was gonna get on my kid. In addition to that fact, I went legit. I'm the shit now, according to the way that I'm positioned. In the biz, it look like I'm just gonna keep on getting rich. Ah, know that Westside RSC's is us. LAPD on my dick, I'ma squeeze and bust. If a rap nigga did switch cheese and fuss. All this rap money, nigga, look, I need too much. Money, loyalty, and love in the dream we trust. You'll be switching up the players on your team too much. Tiny Cobby, that's my loc, Young Supreme, what's up? And we travel around the world getting cream or what? Ain't you get off on whoever hustles seem to rush? Las Vegas strip pop, yeah, you creamed and pumped. After all that looking tough, all he seen was stumped. 50 Cent and Mayweather flee the scene with us. True story. All my life, been grinding all my life. Sacrifice, hustle, pay the price. Want a slice, got to roll the dice, that's why. All my life, I've been grinding all my life. Look, all my life, been grinding all my life. Sacrifice, hustle, pay the price. Want a slice, got to roll the dice, that's why. All my life, I've been grinding all my life. Look.
Oh, Dropped out of school, I'ma teach myself. Made my first meal on my own, I don't need your help. All black, Tom Ford, special wig. City council meeting, they got hustle speaking. $1 billion project about to crack the cement. So one of our investments has become strategic. Summer 18, man, such a season. About to make my partners look like fucking cheese. We was in the Regal, it was me and Steve. We done took a dream and turned it to a zenith. Anything I wanted, everything I needed. Gotta pace yourself, it's all about your baby. You can have it all, it's all about your race. I done took my name and carved it in the cement. Many stains, I see three. The bitch starts to panic, so I made her switch seats. Driving there, police chopper here, flying there. Really not too spooked, commonly ask me, am I dying now? All I know is keep you calm and collected. Cracking jokes like, nigga, now you gonna be finally respected. See your blood leaking, got my foot on this gas. Toss the 40, we pull up to Daniel Free and see crash. You know the alibi, they start shooting, we was standing by. Ain't see nothing but the flare from the talus fly. I wasn't there, I was passing by. Matter of fact, don't say shit, I'm just gonna drop you in the back and slide. That's your weed, all the cash is mine. I take them both to the spot, plus your phone, see you back online.
Right, there's my deal, cuz. And this right here's my field, cuz. I got shot in my wrist, in my back, in my leg. Could've easily been my dick in the back of my head. I fell off, but I'm swap out, and so I'm back on my bread. Turn your back on the pack, now you act like you scared. That's a sidebar, but this is what I grind for. What I did my time for, my GDs and my vice lords. It's hard on the neutron in my city, man. That's probably why no neutrons rhyme with me. Damn, I know. G-A-R-I-N-D. Motherfucker, I said G-A-R-Y-N-D. I know it hurt, 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 I know, I know, I know, I know. Look, you glorify that murder life, right? See your niggas getting murdered, right? And then you brag on how you sold dope, but you was straight. We sold dope to make sure we didn't go broken. When we didn't hide dope, we got a thing so. That right there should tell you, my city has no hope. Wish mama wasn't on crack and daddy spent some time with me. But we can't find daddy and mama spending time with me. Yeah, bitch, this right here is my city. You, nah, nigga, you come take a ride with me. Why? Cause you gon' end up in a cell out here. Or just another smell out here. Tell your family, ain't nobody gon' tell out here. Please act like it ain't real out here. And if life is a fucking test, I fucking confess that my city is failed out here.
Black Power Family, welcome to another episode of Do Not's Radio, place where knowledge is born. This is your brother, Knowledge is Born Live. We are here with Midwest Music Monday, broadcast live every first and third Monday of the month. The dynamic duo of Lyrical Man, RBG Swab Boss, RBG Big Week. Phone number to call in 929-477-1755, 947-1755. One with your questions or your comments, because my honor and privilege at this time to introduce the host and founder of Midwest Music Monday, the Midwest Music Mastermind of RBG Swab Boss.
Black power, black power, black African power, peace of unity, man. Shout out to all my people out there, man. Hope you're having a good time. Once again, it is another Midwest Music Monday going down right now, man. I hope everybody being safe and quarantined away from all of the filthy people because it's out there, man. Shout out to Knowledge Going Alive, do the Knowledge Radio, man, and Big Reaper of Midwest Music Folk Mondays. These are my beloved and dead and cared for co-hosts. So shout out to them, man. Shout out to all the people tuning in. And I hope that y'all sharing this to all of your socials, your Instagram, Facebook, and Twitters, so that we can get it. Cause it's a heavy one out there today. We have a sister coming through, which I'm happy to say, a woman coming through. That's what's up, man. You know, to get them their props and get them their respect and get them the ability, a platform to show their skills and speak their mind without filtering it through all of the things that men like to do. You know, Lady C Snap in the building, so shout out to her. Big Reef, you in the building? Okay, well, it's the Midwest Music half of Monday. But, yeah, we definitely in there. So shout out to Bingo and Snapping Off Entertainment. Make sure y'all support the music, movies, clothing, everything they do. Shout out to Katrina, the King James 13 Anti-Bully Inc., a nonprofit organization aimed at preventing bullying by bringing awareness to it. You can find that on all major socials and at King James 13 AntiBullyInc.com. That's the number 13. Other than that, subscribe to Midwest Music Monday. Focus on YouTube and Do the Knowledge Radio on YouTube. And I went through there and counted the brothers' videos, and it don't add up. It's two of them. He's a twin. He got to be. I don't know what's going on, but shout out to him. And I'm glad we here to make it for another Monday, man. What's good with you, big bro?
Man, you got it, man. You got it. You got it. You know,
no, you got it. You got it.
You know what I'm saying? You see the interesting weekend, you know? Had an interesting weekend, you know?
Yeah, I want to highlight the Lord Jamar interview. If y'all don't know, make sure y'all go over there to YouTube, do the Knowledge Radio. He even did it again. He's done it 1,000 times before, but every time is monumental. So he had Lord Jamar come through, and they sat down and chopped it up, man. It was a fire little discussion y'all had, for real. I was like, that's what's up. I learned some things. Yeah. Yeah. Well, shout out to you. Other than that, how was your weekend, man? I heard you took a trip.
The joint was crazy. Atlanta was crazy. Atlanta was real, real crazy. Atlanta was real, real crazy. You understand? The reception of the Africans that was there was amazing. It was overwhelming. All of the generations gathered there. You know, every time Africans come together in the spirit of our ancestors, in the spirit of our elders, in the spirit of our peer group, in the spirit of our youth, it's going to be transformational. So I think it was very, very, very amazing to see the warriors assemble and converge on that location and do what we needed to do. So we handled our business out there.
That is what he had. That's hard. That's what's up. And I know you don't document nothing visually. I know you ain't got no photos or video. That's how you keep your contact so secure. He said they like Knowledge because he don't want no picture with you. Yeah, you can get my number. They don't do fans.
Yeah, good luck. Get that motherfucker.
It's all business, man. But yeah, shout out to you, big bro. What else happened?
Hey, that show was phenomenal, and the bills were even more phenomenal. When you get to the after show of the situation, like after the event, you know, everybody sitting around, and then you get to hear them Africans build, and you start getting into the libraries and start, you know, comparing notes. Amazing.
All right. Let me see.
Yeah, so I was checking out Lady C, man. Lady C is a very, very multi-talented artist. I would say artist.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, she hard, man. I've been doing it for a minute.
Where did you find that jewel at, man? What was that process, man? Talk to me. Tell me something about that.
I mean, to tell the truth, it's like every other jewel, man, that gets found. It attracts you. You know, these artists put in the work. They put in the work, man. And me putting in work, they name come up, they picture come up, or they song come up, or,
right,
you know, a contact come up. And it's like, yeah, I'll see you. And then I'll see you next year. I'm like, oh, you still here? Oh.
So you spoke up because she's in the building right now.
Oh, there it is right
there. See how that works? Hey, see that power right there?
That's how it is. Ms. Lake's music. Brace yourself, man. It is another heavy one, man. This one is here. It's for the repeat. Midwest Music Mondays, man. I present to you Gary Indiana's own Lady C Snapper. Shout out to you.
What's y'all? How y'all feeling today?
Snap up.
How you doing today? Let me ask that first.
You know what? I'm having a great day so far. Everything is all good. Everything is all good. Blessed to be alive, you know.
Dang, that means more than ever, yeah. That's what's up, man. That's where I appreciate your presence. I really do. I'm sure this interview is going to be one of my favorites, man, because I like when the sisters come through and, you know, put the energy in there and we have to respond to it. So that's what it is, man. So I'm glad and honored to have you here. Thanks for, you know, answering the call and reaching back. And I'm glad that you got the time and the space available. Could you go ahead and introduce yourself to the people? Who is Lady C? Where's she from? What's she doing? How she do it? Let them know right now.
First of all, I just want to thank you all for, you know, having me on the show. I greatly appreciate it. Lady C is an artist, CEO, manager, graphic designer, videographer, playwright. I wear many hats. So it's so many things to name. But Lady C is just a well-rounded, you know, person as a whole. You know, I like to do many things and help other people with the things that I do. So
there it is. And that's why I didn't want it, because it would have been an insult of an introduction. But she is in all a creator and an innovator. She is a creator, man. And I've been seeing your work, and you still in there, and you gaining ground. So, you know, yeah, we just hit a, you know, just recognize the work that you've been doing. And that's what this platform is for, man, because we are our own industry. And, you know, no matter where your career goes, right now we on the same frame. And so networking is key, man. So I appreciate your project. I really do.
Yeah,
my brother Knowledge was checking out some of your music. I ain't seen him. So I got, he got some stuff he got lined up he want to play. Knowledge, anything you want to ask or say? Oh, okay. Yeah, because he usually played the background until he played music. But our co-host, Big Reed, is away right now. So this is me and you dancing. That's what's up. Okay, so what got you in the rap? At what age did you start rapping, man? Was it six like everybody else?
No, I was a late bloomer.
She started at two. She was rapping at two. That's what it was.
I wish that's
a late bloomer in woman years. You understand?
I started out singing. A lot of people don't know that, but I actually sing as well. Singing was my first love, and maybe at the age of 10 is when I really started taking a liking to rap. I listened to a lot of female artists that was, you know, back in the day, I was big fans of, you know, Queen Latifah's, MC Light, you know, the innovator to me, you know. And as I got older, I started listening to the Bratz and the Shaunas, and one of my biggest influences in music, Missy Elliott. So, you know, growing up and listening to those artists, it really pushed me to, you know, want to get into rap. I was like, let me try it and see, you know, if I can really do it. And in the beginning, it was a little shaky, but I just stayed consistent, and I just kept going and kept writing. And the more I kept writing, it just got better and better.
That's what's up. And if I had to write out a list of artists that I think influenced you, I think I would have got that. I think I would have went with the Foxy Browns and the Kims and the, you know what I'm saying? But it's like,
right.
and shout out to you for knowing about Shauna. A lot of people, you know, like I've been on her since Infamous Syndicate when she was rhyming with Tifa.
Exactly.
She up there with me, man. That's what's up. Well, I appreciate that. And that's a cold ass list too. The Brat, and I say like this: the Midwest got the hardest bunch of ladies. I'm sorry, I may be biased, but give me a list. Absolutely. And it don't matter about industry push or popularity. I'm talking about bars creation. You know what I'm saying? Like independence, because our ladies don't have a team behind them. The majority of them are who they are. They write their bars. They express their feelings. They're not trying to catch a wave, you know? Like, so I appreciate y'all ladies for keeping it artistic like that and just not flashing a boob in our face because, you know, it works.
Right.
Niggas are just dogs, you know? So you're going to sell something. But that's what's up. I really appreciate that. Nah, did you that, big bro? Again?
I'm trying to stay out the conversation and in it at the same time. You understand?
Oh, okay. No, I wanted to know what did you think about her music. I know you went through her music. This my brother knowledge.
I'm gonna tell you. I had a tough time. You understand? I had a tough time making a decision about what I was going to put on here to play to get the people a little sample of this. Excellent amount of versatility. You understand? Like, well, you definitely have that set ability to flip it. You got that. You got that Midwest style. You got the soulful songstress voice. And you got some beat explaining to do up in here. You understand what I'm saying? You got some explaining to do. You know, it's very interesting to find an artist that does everything. You understand? Like Swab should just say, yo, we got everything coming on today. I'd be like, okay, I understand what that is. You understand? So I want to play this song, and you got some explaining to do with this song right here, okay? You got some explaining to do with this song. I want to know how this collaboration came together. I know it's like some stuff, but I'm gonna just play it and then be like, okay.
That's what it is, man. Midwest Music this. Mondays, man. It's the boy Swab Boss. Shout out to Big Reef in his absence. Knowledge going on live. Shout out to the people, man. None other than Lady C Snapper in the building. Let's get it. Let me mute that.
When the markets were open and steel was allowed to come in much cheaper, that caused a problem for Gary. If I was crunching the numbers, I would say that 1 in 8 homes are in some form of the foreclosure process.
Nigga track a nigga down like a ghost hunter. 6 nigga ways to die. Tell the use every one of the motherfuckers that pop off. One from little niggas to get you knocked off. Gotta get a tip in the block off. You gotta be a strong motherfucker to deal with some of this shit. Sick and make it throw up. Little homie been around a pistol every since we little. We wanna be a thug when you grow up. Now think about a minute niggas out of lost. Welcome to Indiana, the right to keep a gun on you. You gotta keep a thorough last circle cause it's a pussy ass nigga. Now there's an up and run on you. Yeah, the city probably need a makeover. But ain't nobody fucking with a nigga that's a takeover. And dealing with the game of life when we losing the race, motherfucker, but it ain't over. And it ain't sold. It's a rubber nut cut, get a taste of the Great Lake. Got a nigga that'll shoot a nigga dead in his face. For the paper and the dude with a straight face. Man, there must be something in the water. Forgive me for my sins, I'm begging heavenly father. Can't be away from my daughter. Looking at her through a glass, gotta get away from all this. Welcome to the city of God, but God put a little faith in all of us.
I'm from the city where the niggas don't talk. Niggas running after my biggest shit. Peel back once known as a murder cap. I'm still city. And if you talk a shit, then it ain't gonna be pretty. Now I can't paint you no picture. Cause the shit changes every day in our hood. Cause we're managing good. And the next day, probably find the bodies in the woods. I ain't never about to damn my city. Cause everybody have a bad day when you're thinking that you ain't what you is. And the niggas in your beers and the shit go the wrong way. Take a walk with me into the streets of Gary. But these niggas only got one main goal. Everybody trying to get on, they say they putting it work, but it still seems a far gone. Here's a war zone, so you better stay strapped up or you get capped up. Man, I swear these niggas ain't playing. Y'all just survive with killing their eyes, and in a day and a time, they only care about slaying. Man, I swear these niggas straight gang banging, but they don't know shit about them hands. First thing they wanna pull out a strap, but shoot a nigga in the back, what kind of real shit is that? Gangsta shit, I guess that's what they call it. but it ain't legit now. You niggas acting like a bunch of clowns. Every time I look around, I'm hearing somebody screaming out, man down. So you better grab your armor, cause when you come into my city, niggas make you feel calm. And I wanna alarm you, welcome to the city of God. Prepare to pray to your father.
Yeah, it's close.
Yeah, got some explaining to do. You understand? Like you, when I heard that, I was like, yo. You know what I'm saying? I need to know. If I don't have you got some explaining to do from something that I heard in your music, I'm not feeling that shit. I'm gonna just be honest. You understand? It's like, how did this happen? How did that happen? You see what I'm saying? So,
shout out to Big Doe, first of all. That's like big bro. Like, he's real. Like, when we first met, we kind of just instantly connected. He reached out to me, told me he was putting a mixtape together, more like a compilation. And he had a perfect song for me. And I was like, okay, Dad, let's do it. You know, he sent me the beat over. And he sent me his verse on it. So I'm like, okay, I gotta, you know what I'm saying? I gotta come with it. So got to writing, put my verse down, sent it back to him. He instantly hit me like, man, like he was like, this is nuts. Like it was like instantly chemistry. So that's pretty much how it happened. It's a dope track. Like, Bingo, he's a very talented brother. He's been doing beats for years, and it was just an honor for me to be a part of the project. Hello?
He said hello. You got certain stuff marinating and sinking. You see what I'm saying? I was like,
Because
Swab know how I feel about Bingo, so I got a chance to tell Bingo on here. You see what I'm saying? So
right.
I'm telling you, you know, in that same vein, that this versatility is like a book of pleasant surprises. You see what I'm saying? Going through the songs and seeing, like, okay, what's this? Oh, shit. Okay, so what's this? All right. Okay, so I had a little, you know, Lady C binge. You see what I'm saying? And then I had to come out of the binge and be like, what the hell am I going to put up here? You see what I'm saying? So that's another process right there. So that's another indicator, like, okay, so I'm going in ranges 10 years ago, this year, this time, this, you know, this. Okay. Oh, okay. You see what I'm saying? So it's a pleasant surprise, you see what I'm saying, to see this work in this masterful collection, this array of assortment of lyricism and, you know, this complete shift. So it's like, okay, producing this, all right, singing this, all right, rapping this, okay, rapping in this style, all right, rapping in this style. You understand what I'm saying? Like, you got the DeBrat Lauryn Hill shit going on for me. You understand what I'm saying? You got the, you know what I mean? Like, so I'm like, okay, yeah. So,
yeah.
How do you balance that all together? How do you balance that together? And then you go get on the track and it's like, nah, I don't like it. I'm going to make my own shit. You understand? Like, how do you put all of that together and say, bam, yo, check that out?
It's definitely a process. Sometimes, if I sit down and get to producing the track, you know how you can kind of hear something in your head. So,
right.
My first thing is if I hear something in my head, I try to you know, make that come across in the beat. And then from there, most of the time, 9 times out of 10, the lyrics just come to me. It's probably maybe been a handful of times where I actually have to really sit down and really, really think that process through. But for the most part, whenever I make a beat and I'm really, like, in tune with it, the words just automatically fall.
Yeah, that's all right. You definitely going to be out of here. And your writing process, like, I could tell, like, the growth. You know, we've been there for a little while. So you can tell when people get comfortable in their growth. And I'm excited to see your development. And you got a catchphrase, which is, hold on, let me try. Yeah! What is it? How do you do it? What's your catchphrase? how did that stick like that? I like that, man.
So, when I first was, I'll start here. When I was in the clubs performing, when I went off to college, I was gone for 7 years. I moved back home in 2011. I was at a show at the Link Bar at the time, which is the Loft now. And I did a show, and I met Psychodrama Thad. Had no idea that he was even in the building. It was a contest. I actually lost this contest. And the next day, I received a phone call from Psychodrama's Thad's manager. And she was talking to me. She was like, he said he wants to meet you. He felt like you did an awesome job. He was very impressed by you. And I ended up meeting him and started to work with him. And what he did was he started to mold me. Like, he would take me, we would do music in the studio, and I watched his process of how he would record, and he had certain things that it was almost like a gimmick to a certain point. Like, he had a certain way that he would rap, a certain thing that he would do in all of his songs, and I was like, man, I think that if I could come up with something catchy that will make me memorable to people. So I started playing around with a lot of different things and trying to change my voice. So I would do this high-pitched voice whenever I rap instead of my tone of voice. And then I just one day started playing around, and I was like, uh-huh, yo, it's your girl, Lady Side. And it just stuck. And so every time I would go out, it would just start to catch to where people would just start saying it. Like, you know what I'm saying? When they see me, they'll just start saying it. And it was like, man, this is it. I finally got something that grabs people's attention. So every song I do, that's like my catchphrase, you know? Like, everybody has a catchphrase, you know? Luda, you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody has a catchphrase like that in the industry. So I was like, I got to come up with something that's going to make people remember me. And that was it.
And she breezed through that story, and it was so, she's talking about Side from Psychodrama. She's talking about Side from the side of the liquor store at the grocery store. She's talking about, like, arguably one of the top groups coming out of the Midwest, definitely Chicago. And the only reason that is because people like Crucial Conflict is out there. You know what I'm saying? But that, like, Buck is my number one out of the Midwest. That's the hardest wordsmith I've ever witnessed. And, you know, Psychodrama been doing their thing. So I actually had the interview with Nuisance on Midwest Music Focus on my YouTube channel. Y'all make sure y'all go over there, subscribe, check that out, shameless plug. Make sure y'all go over there, check that out. And that took her at, like under the wing, from what I'm hearing. Like, look, let me give you a bag that I got that'll get you. That's crazy. That's a chapter right there, man. Shout out to Side. I'm glad you was able to experience that. And y'all still in contact?
Yeah, that's like my big brother to this day.
Man,
I can
just come through, tell him all the messages he's been ignoring from me. Tell him I'm the one who just keeps sending him links to jump on the panel. I could probably think about that. Just say it that way. But yeah, Buck inside is like, that's it for me. I need those interviews right there. And they actually had a performance at, I believe it was the Voodoo in Glen Park. That was off the chain. Just seeing them there performing in them songs was amazing, man. That was hard.
They are indeed. Well, me growing up, it was an honor for me to, you know, even be able to work with him, because he was just
That's what I'm saying. How was that?
He was so dope. And I'm like, I listened to your music growing up. And, like, now he would take me to his shows, and he would actually have me open up for him, you know, before he go on stage. I had a song back in the day called Murder Him that he was in love with. And every time before he went on stage, he would bring me up to open the show for him before he performed. That experience was, that was one for the books, for real.
That's hard. Sad, man. That will be one of these songs you love, Murder. Yeah. That's what's up, man. So who else you worked with, man? Michael before he passed? Who else you worked with?
I've had the experience of working with Nelly in the studio when I was in college. My choir actually did a song on his Sweatsuit album called Heart of a Champion. I was a part of that choir, and we were actually on that album, the Sweatsuit album. So I had an opportunity to meet him and actually like work with him. He's really a down-to-earth, humble person. A lot of people think these celebrities are like stuck up and so nah, he was real cool. Recently I just was in the studio with Gorilla Zoe. I actually produced a track for him, so we're supposed to be getting that going. And he's cool, he's a funny guy. I've had the pleasure of working with Pastor Troy.
Black Jesus.
Psycho Capone. I actually work with Crunchy Black. I just did some. I actually just did some studio engineering for him. So I work with. I've been kind of rubbing elbows with, a few big time, and it's a good feeling to meet these people and kind of pull ideas from them. They kind of give me knowledge of the game. They're actually like sometimes like impressed by me because it's like, wow, like you really know what you're doing. It's like, hey, I've been doing it for a long time. So, but it's been an experience. I can definitely.
Carly Faye says.
Lincoln University, turn up, Jefferson City, Missouri. And I can definitely give a shout out to my sorority because I am a member of Sigma Gamma Rho Sorority Incorporated Alpha Mu Chapter. So. Gotta put that out.
Put it out there, because they're going to be mad when you blow up and act like you don't know them. Look, so let me say this then. So it's official. You the number one in I'm going to say Indiana. Right?
Mm-hmm.
No. That's not like a suggestion. I'm saying you number one in Indiana right now.
I'll take that. And I'm
man, you got who working harder? Who you be seeing when you be moving around? Okay. That's all I want to know. When you be working, kicking up smoke, paying up from corporate to the project, who do you see that you be like, oh, I see you working too? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Definitely number one. It ain't no competition in the female. Now. I'm putting that right there. Number one female. I'm talking about artists. Period. Active artists working, putting out music, engineer doing everything they need to do. Shows this that and other. Like, it's and that's why I'm really doing this because it's a lot of people out here that are industries. If they're not an industry, they sell. They got one or two person they need, and the job is done. From music to clothing to videos and all of that, we here. But she she has that resiliency where it's like she. It takes a lot to keep going, man. When you're not getting out of it what you put into it, you know it got to be a longer like type of goal situation. And I feel like you make yours worth it every step. Time I see you is never. And I done seen some clown shit from Rock Vegas and Kane Jared and Thugged Out and Freddie.
Yeah.
It's never Lady C Snapper. Never. And you a woman and they supposed to be your dead bullshit. But you been putting the work out here, man, and I had to think about that. I'm hearing you talk, I'm like, I don't think nobody else flexing like that. Like, and I know we got to cut, like, your son Tyler out there. I see people, but, we talking about from then to now. Yeah. I don't know about your personal life, but I haven't seen you, like, rock bottom. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, my biggest thing, my drive, you know, the reason why I keep going. And don't get me wrong, I've been out here so long that, yeah, I have been overlooked, but what pushes me to keep going is I have genuine fans and people that really do support what I do. I have a family that support what I do. My brother and my mom, they have always been my biggest supporters. Like, whenever I tell my brother, I laugh because every time I went to my brother and told him I wanted to learn how to do this or I wanted to learn how to do that, it was never a hesitation with him. He would go out and get me anything that I needed, from computers to studio equipment to cameras. It didn't matter what it was. When I told him I want DJ, he went out and bought DJ equipment. He did not care. Like, he, you know, had played the big role in my career today and everything that I learned. And he taught me how to be a CEO. He taught me how to be a boss. You know, he encouraged that from me. And whenever I told him, like, okay, I got another idea I want to learn how to do, he never, you know, judged me on it. My mom the same way. They was like, okay, what it's going to cost, and we'll go get it.
What it's
going
to cost to get you out of my face. And if I don't do it.
I definitely want to, while we're here, I want to give a shout out to my brother. He actually owns a gym in Dyer. 1080 Joliet Road. Y'all make sure y'all go support those that are in Gary. Jack's Fitness. It's a gym, and he's an awesome personal trainer. He actually owns the gym as well. So y'all make sure y'all support that while y'all out there. Everybody, look.
Where's Jack's Fitness at?
It's in Dyer, Indiana. It's 1080. Yeah, yeah.
Dyer, Indiana or Illinois?
It's in Indiana. Mm-hmm.
Damn. Yeah, you know, I don't go nowhere. I thought Dyer was Illinois.
And it's black owned. And it's black owned. So we got to support our black owned businesses.
Well, that's what's up, man. Jack's Gym, shout out to our brother, black owned. Go over there and work off some of that winter weight.
You're right. Exactly.
And something you said, it was like, yeah, women, like, people be acting like these celebrities be stuck up. I say, you know who thinks that celebrities are stuck up? People who are fans. People who are doing business is one thing. But fans try to make friendships. And that's mm-hmm. what you have to have a certain, and especially with women who are groupie-ish, you're going to get the worst. Like, you know what you're here for, right? Like, you're here to be groped and looked at, and you're not even dressed. You're wearing the uniform of somebody that, you know what I'm saying? If you're not here for that, and that's, once again, why I appreciate sisters that move in a certain way where it's like, oh, no, not her. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I need to see more of. That's what I want to see influence our young artists coming up, the fact that you don't have to do what the dominant industry does, where your marketability depends on all of these manufactured things that they add and can take away. When it's mm-hmm. about your creativity, when it's about your intelligence, when it's about what you can do, you can negotiate. That's it. That's it.
That's real.
So I think we've been forced to see that, because if somebody would have came to the Midwest and had that bag, it would be naked women in tight pants wearing dudes everywhere. But it's like, we didn't have that luxury to play.
Yeah.
Right? So we really had to get, we really had to get down to it. So shout out to us, man. It's the Midwest.
Right.
Stand up, man. Let's get some more music, man. I want to get some music. This heavy. I told y'all. I promise I told y'all. I've been trying to get an interview with her. She got sick on me. She left the country on me. She got married on me. She got divorced on me. And now she's finally not knowledge got it. So we going to get over there to Midwest Music Mondays, man. Next interviewing season. Trust me. That's what's up. I'm interested to hear what Knowledge want to hear next, because he probably didn't want to play some music. I just been laughing your head. I've been a fan. That's all.
It's all good.
Man, it's Midwest Music Monday, man. It's Swab Boss, man. Shout out to Big Reef and his ass and Knowledge going on live, Lady C Snapper. What you say, sis?
Big Reef. Tell him something, Big
Yo.
Reef.
Oh,
yo.
Oh! Open this door. Hey, take the chairs out the room. Everybody stand up. Big Reef in the building.
Man, my apologies, man. My multitasking drifted over a little bit longer than I thought it was, and I know y'all didn't want to hear all that shit in the background.
Oh, no, my brother.
Oh,
but
no,
that's
no,
what
my
it
brother.
Is. Lady C snapping, the other half of the duo of Midwest Music Mondays, Big Reap, the Queen of Indiana, what? Man. Lady C snapping.
Man,
I did that.
My pleasure, Queen. Apologies for the tardiness.
It's okay. It's all good. Totally
better late than never, damn it.
Right.
Definitely going to hold it against you.
But I'm in time for the music, though. I'm in time to hear some music, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
You missed one scorching, but we definitely got some more flames under y'all feet. Man, this is Lady C snapping, man. Y'all stand up, man. Take the chairs out the room. Get on your feet, man.
Man, I'm standing right now and lighting this little blunt right now, man. I'm ready.
Pass that shit.
Man, you don't smoke.
And you know this, man. So let's show this R&B talent right here. Let's show this R&B talent.
Oh,
another love as good as this. already know what time it is. Time for y'all to wake the fuck up. Yeah, it's Girl X.
If it's not the beginning, I've been doing this.
I've been doing this.
I've been on my grind. I hustle, hustle hard, and I'm never gonna quit.
That's it.
I heard all the rumors. I heard all the lies. I swear they need to quit.
Yeah.
They all in their feelings. They mad because I'm winning, just faking no shit. Niggas slander my name. I come back even harder. What part you don't get?
What part you don't get?
Like the phoenix coming out of ashes. I'ma just rise up a bit.
I'ma rise up a
bit. I just sat back for a while. Now I come back with a vengeance. When these niggas say I'm the best, then all of these hoes get offended.
Yeah.
But I'ma just mind my own business.
Yeah.
Drive my own lane, but you gon' pay attention.
Yeah.
Open your eyes, cause you about to witness. Greatness in your presence, keep good intentions.
Yeah.
Except for claiming this game, you can keep your titles.
Yeah.
Niggas sleeping on me, need to check their vitals.
Yeah.
I don't beef with niggas, got no time for rivals.
Yeah.
Capping niggas out, like we on survivors.
Bah.
And I don't think you get a shit.
Yeah.
Working hard and you ain't see me bust a sweat.
No.
While your niggas check the bitches, I'm getting a check.
Yeah.
Like Aretha said, all I need is my respect. And I ain't with the titty shit.
No.
When you step into me, make sure you cut me correct.
Yeah.
Cause I break niggas down like a fraction. 21 savage, no heart, man, I got no compassion.
Bah. At first they was thinking on me, but now they niggas coming for me. But they better bring the egg in, cause I don't think they really want it. I guess they must be so returned, cause niggas be telling these things. But I'm all about my grind, just trying to put food on my face.
Yeah. Put me in the ring and I'ma knock them out, cause they can't really understand the shit that I be talking about.
Yeah.
But better get checked, I'm about to work you out and I'ma teach you how to keep my name about your fucking mouth.
Speaking
on my name and I'ma get with you. How I'm thinking niggas really see the bigger picture. Try to get your hook or play, but you ain't even want the dinner. If you can't take the heat, then get the fuck up out the kitchen.
Bah.
A lot of niggas said I couldn't do it, wouldn't make it out the hood, I'd probably end up like the rest of them. But what they don't understand is that I've been in the game and I'd battle with the best of them. Ain't even no comparisons.
Back
to questions, got some repercussions. When I get up on the mic, it ain't no time for the discussions. My bar be so lethal that she caught me then. Glover, cause every line I spit, I can guarantee this busting. What around town, they saying, ladies, she gave miracle. I had to ask myself, are they really speaking literal? Cause I done set the bar, so how these niggas scared to reach it? Like I hold this in the church and sleeping with the preacher. My wordplay so dumb, make your body go numb. Every time I punch my land, can you comprehend? Well, let me break it down for your mumble mouth rappers who don't understand. Yo, the streets, man, I run, run. While your niggas out here having fun, fun. I'ma kill these niggas, I don't need a gun, gun. Get me up in the pad, and your niggas done, done. Swear your niggas dumb, dumb. Got you chicken, my own right. I'm steady putting on for my city.
Yeah.
And I'm picking out on you fuck niggas. I can't help the man, I say greedy. Call me Miss Piggy.
Yeah,
yeah, I'm about that life. Always two steps ahead, that's how I grind. Aiming at any nigga that's in my sight. I see your niggas trying to run, but your show can't hide. I'm moving fast while you moving slow.
Yeah.
I'm at the finish line while you still on go.
Yeah.
I'm like a ticking bomb, cause I'm about to blow.
Yeah.
Somebody stop me, cause I'm out of control.
At first they were sleeping on me, but now they niggas coming for me. But they better bring the egg in, cause I don't think they really want it. I guess it must be so be time, cause niggas be telling these things. But I'm all up at my grind, just trying to put food on my face.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck did I just walk into?
Wait,
wait a minute. Is that the same person?
Wait, hold up.
Is that the same person?
Hey. Oh, my mama,
that,
I was just going to ask that question now.
Is that two different people? Is that the same
person? That's the same person. That's
wait,
the same
she
person,
was singing,
right?
Then she was just rapping. Then she was, wait. What happens next?
Wait.
I don't know. I don't know.
Bro, y'all might have to run them first songs back so I can hear them too.
I don't think you're applying yourself, Smoke. You don't show up late for class. Without a hall pass,
you
say,
I'm gonna have to look on somebody's notes or something. Then,
hey, it's available. It's out there. Hey, y'all make sure y'all mess with Lady D's nothing, man. Hey,
no.
you can't say
fire.
You're the queen of Indiana no more. You gotta say you're the queen of Indiana. So I'm gonna be watching out for that. And
okay. I got you.
For real. Because that lane is clear. Do you see that lane clear? Is there any competition?
Yeah. I'm on that.
No.
You know what?
I'm not even telling Indiana, and I'm going to say no.
Colorado.
I definitely want to pay homage to my big sis, Jay Hustle. She's been a big influence in my career, and she's been doing her thing for a long time as well. She kind of took me under her wing when I first moved back home, and She taught me a lot of the game, too, so I definitely cannot forget about J Hustle. J25 is what she goes by now. But if y'all ain't in tune with her, y'all make sure y'all get in tune with her.
No,
get us in tune
I'm trying to think right now. Like you know, other than Indiana, ain't nobody fucking with her now, that mainstream.
Hey. You know, I don't even look that way. They say Cardi ruling the game. When I heard that, I knew it wasn't nobody
else. Not with that last song they just played.
Yeah.
No.
Nah, I ain't going. I'm not going, man. I'm not that dumbed down. I've been dumbed down through radio, but I'm not there. You're not finna do that, man. But okay, respect to J Hustle. But
oh my God.
Yeah, man. I want to hear that. And then I want to hear who responds. I want to hear who cat that you call in Indiana. Yeah. I want to see who's going to say, no, because I could do this. You know what I'm saying? Like,
nah.
You got an event coming up, that. Man? How many projects you got? How many projects you got? Let me
see.
Oh,
what's
that catalog look like?
So right now, I have some music that I'm working on as far as projects. It's coming, but I've been more focused on singles, which I've been pushing my single Wave, which is now out on all streaming sites. So y'all make sure y'all go download that song Wave. Wave is actually taking off bigger than I expected. I got a couple industry people that's been trying to get on the song with me. So Wave is really becoming a big track. So I've been counting.
Whoever you got on there with you, you better make sure they don't put none of that bullshit. If it's not up to par with what you putting down on there, don't let nobody touch it.
Most definitely. I agree.
You said that bag touch.
Don't let them touch it. You treat everybody like they got the coronavirus, and you don't let them touch nothing you got going on right now.
I totally agree.
Y'all go out there and run that Waves up, man. Run that up.
Taking my time with that one because I want to be careful if I want to do a remix, because right now the original is going so hard. You know, it's kind of like, if it ain't broke, you know. So, but if I feel like they are, you know, a good addition to the song, then I'll add them on there. But right now, I've just been pushing that single and trying to get it out there. Looking forward to shooting a video soon. Hopefully, we can get that done once all this stuff is over with this virus and stuff like that. But I got a lot of things that I'm trying to put in place. Plus, I have artists under me, under my label.
What's the label?
Shout out the label. Oh yeah, so the name of my label is Ice World Stylings Incorporated. It was started in '96 by my brother. He passed it down to me. He originally started it for me because I told him that. After we sat down with a few labels, we realized that I really didn't want to be signed under anybody. I wanted to be my own boss. So my brother went out and took care of all the business side, you know, the business part of the thing, of getting the name and everything together. And then he was like, well, once he trained me to basically learn the business, and he's like, this is your baby. So, you know, Ice World Stylings. Shout out to all the artists under Ice World Stylings. I have, I can name them all, but I don't want to get the name and I forget some people. But just stay tuned because we got a lot of things popping coming soon. The Trap Girls, they got music out right now. If y'all not in tune with the Trap Girls, they got some music coming out. We got J. Nicole. She's an R&B singer. We have Mr. King. We have Jolly. I also manage as well, and I got Stax, the art, Stax the Realist, Rasta King, Mr. King,
Yeah, so I'm y'all stay tuned. We about to, and if that lunatic, she, you know what I'm saying, she took our aides from me, but we gonna get her back in that too. So y'all stay tuned, you know what I'm saying, because we got some big things popping from the camp coming soon as well. So
you got
not only are you the whole package, but you got individual packages coming too.
Yes, most definitely.
Hey, you got any events?
I'm feeling
any events.
I'm feeling
I have an event. I got a few events up, actually. I'll be in Milwaukee on the, well, let me start. The 27th is the Queens of the Midwest. It's the show that I started back in 2011, and this is our 6-1. So Queens of the Midwest Part 6 will be at, if all goes well, but it'll be going down March 27th at the Loft Attic in Gary, Indiana, 754 Broadway. And then that following day, I have an event in Milwaukee called Make 'Em Listen. I'll be headlining that night as well as DJing, and that event is brought to you by the Realist Entertainment, Sax the Realist, hosted by Keisha Cautious. And then we have the Underground Music Fest, April 3rd. Well, I will be performing at that event, and that's with Alcolion. Shout out Alcolion for asking me to be a part of that event as well. And shout out to Fleek DJs. We got the conference coming up July 17th through the 20th. I'll be a part of that as well. And definitely want to say rest in peace to, we just lost one of our members, our brothers, JJ Money. So, yeah, we just, y'all keep us in your prayers. But, yeah, I got a lot on my plate. And there's some more things coming up. I just can't think of everything off the top of my head. But y'all know I stay busy, so.
Sounds like it.
Yeah, let me get my condolences and send that strength out to the family and friends of Jay Money, man. And shout out to you for doing your grind and working and acting like you're not the queen of Indiana, and you started the queen of the Queens of the Midwest tour. Like, okay, man, I hope you stay that humble on the way up.
You got to. That's the only way to be. You got to remain humble. That's one thing I've learned in this game.
But the game is dirty, though. So it's just like how you going to be, because that's my biggest thing with the industry. I won't be successful in the industry because I'm not willing to do the tactics that the industry require in order to profit.
Exactly.
That part.
Exactly. And that's why I said the industry is not for me. I'd rather create my own lane. If I go that route, it'd be more for distribution. And the way that the world is made now, you don't even need these major companies for that, because they're making it so easy for independent artists. So my biggest thing is I want me and my artists to shine. Like, I'm not a selfish person. I've never been. And I agree, it is a dirty game. And don't get me wrong, I've been attacked before. I've been, you know, people have tried to humiliate me. And the biggest thing of it all is I don't respond to it. You know, I act like it don't even exist. And I keep moving forward because I try to teach the ones that's under me. If you take out that time that you're taking out to pay attention to these people that's being negative towards you, that's time you're taking away from where you could be making money or you could be doing something productive. So I just don't even pay
attention. But I say this, though, because speaking into existence, Lady C Snapper Distributions, okay, now... Because we create our own. We didn't say screw the industry. So now, when you get to that point where you're controlling your own mainstream, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you get the attention, and then the machine has a propaganda machine that comes along, and you can't just stay quiet about that. Did you stay quiet about it then? When you being slandered in certain rooms with certain professionals, being blacklisted from getting into certain arenas and, you know, clearing certain things?
Well, what I will say is I think it's a way to say and do everything. There has been situations that have happened where I've had to address it, but it was still done in a way to where I'm not looking like, because I like to be professional in everything I do, you know. So it's certain things that you just would never see me do. You're not gonna never see me get on Facebook and just blatantly cuss anybody out and stuff like that, because I have an image to uphold. So even if I address it, it still will be in a professional way. But you will understand what I'm saying. You might have to read between lines a little bit, but it'll be done tastefully, you know. And that's just how I move. I prefer to move because, you know, you never know how that can prevent you from future business relationships and things of that nature. So,
Facts. But you ain't always know that. So when was that last Facebook? What year?
No, that's true.
It took
a long time for me to get to this point. Don't get me wrong. I used to be bad at it, you know. But as I got older, I got wiser. And, you know, just being around certain influences that I was around and learning, you know, the business side of things and just learning how to handle certain situations, it made me more mature when it came to this.
Wow. So if it was somebody that you could reach past that glass ceiling and grab from out of the mainstream, who would you like to do some works or some more dealings with? Because I get it, you might not be so much interested in getting the verse for some people as you may from getting a little game from them. But
right.
Who are some artists that you're willing to work with that is crossed over, that you care about?
I'm going to say definitely Missy Elliott on a business level. That's like anybody that knows, like, I'm a huge fan of Missy Elliott. I've been a fan since I was, I dressed up as Missy the Celebrity in high school. So that's how real it is for me. So I would love to work with her and just, like, her mentor me and learn just as much as I can from her. I would love to do music with her, but I would be more so wanting to learn the business side of things from her, because she's a beast, and a lot of people don't even know half the things that Missy does. So I would love to work with her. On a music side, I still want to work with the Brat. I want to work with Young and May. I feel like, she's so dope. And a lot of people don't really, she was popping at one time, but she kind of fell out, but I still want to work with her. Shauna, even though she's like right here by us, I know she's more reachable, but I definitely still want to work with her. So right now those are probably like the biggest people that
she don't want to see none of y'all niggas out there. Hey, look. I just want to let y'all know. Hey, Drake, don't worry about it. Meek, don't worry about it. Y'all don't know
nothing.
Cool. That's what's
they cool and all, but you know what I'm saying? I've always been on the whole women empowerment thing and just working with women. I think it's just a totally different experience because I've had my fair share of working with men, and it's just, you know, some of them have been great experiences, and then some have been like, okay, yeah.
No, I can honestly, just imagine the bullshit that you have to put up with that would cause that. And I'm trying to see how I do it, glad for the whole, you know, because me, myself, I'm black biased. So, you know, I got the whole, you know, I want to see better for us. I don't like our condition, and I want us to be more acknowledged. And I can see how a woman say, I don't like our conditions working in these environments. And I want to be able to, so, man, shout out to you and strength to you on that. But, that's cold. So make sure you represent for that. Man, so
I can only imagine how they be acting, too, especially when you probably doper than a lot of them, too.
Doper than them, working the boards on their ass. Hey, look, like, hold on. You still do it like that? Oh, man, you got to be a buddy. No, it's a lot of ego on my I can't work with a lot of brothers because they're so egotistical and to be like, man, like, do you know you in a room with me? acting like right. you acting like. So it's like, nah, I'd just rather not deal with those characters than become one of those characters. So, like, I totally get it, man. And no shade. Yeah, that's it. And you understand that. So what you plan on taking? How you? Because I see, like I said, Lady C Snapper, you know, distribution. Because I want to do it for real too, globally. You know, where we put out our music that reflects us and mm-hmm. speaks our mind state, and not just another culture that highlights what it likes to market out of our culture and just ignore everything else. You know what I'm
right.
saying? Like, so what you what right now? Where can you conceive this going?
So I've been conversating. Maybe the conversation has been in the works of moving. I really don't want to move, but sometimes we have to get out of familiar territory and travel and kind of really get into other people's spaces and show people what we have to offer. So Atlanta is probably in my near future. I just want to go out there and kind of see what we can see out there, you know, maybe run into some people and who knows what may happen from there. But just not trying to be, stop being afraid to take chances and just really just step out on faith and really get out here because you never know what may happen. So that's pretty much my next step. I'm just about to travel and get out here and really get this Midwest sound, this Gary, Indiana sound, because the Midwest has been popping for years, but Gary, we only have a handful of people that we can say. And when I say handful, it's like really slim that we can really say, like, yeah, they from Gary, and we proud of that. You know what I'm saying? I want to be one of those people that can say, yeah, I did this, and I'm come back and reach back and pull from my city.
So you're not going to be like Freddie Gibbs.
No, I'm coming back. I'm coming back.
Okay, back. There we go. Cause that, like that's why I'm keeping my pivot here. And like Dead Bodies and Mutt from Thugged Out in Atlanta. Like it's some brothers in Atlanta from the G. You know they doing their thing. So y'all, if you going down there, I see y'all linking up and you know running into each other. It's just like I said, we know we got to go outside of here to get the resources and the funding.
Right. But
it's about having that same connection to the culture to bring it back and say, I want to change things here instead of mm-hmm. just changing things for me by going to blend in with this. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, yeah, like you know you got to go. I just, you know, want to send everybody the strength to be able to remember the conditions which you came from and they don't disappear. Because you conveniently better. You understand what I'm saying? And I mean strength to you and your parents and your immediate family. That's,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I promise, when you get there, you know it's something deeper than that. Like, no, man. You know? And that's just it. Because they'll put a whole bunch of stuff in front of you and you'll forget get what Gary smell like. And
yeah.
we you know, it's only a certain intelligence of people who could see and measure it and say, how do these two things coexist?
Mm-hmm.
How?
Mm-hmm.
So shout out to you, man. There's strength to you. I just put that in your head.
One thing
man.
To say, what I have a little bit more experience on is because I've been offered deals before. A lot of people don't know that, but I've been offered contracts from $100,000 to $1 million contracts from Universal, from No Limit. I've been, you know, I didn't talk to a lot of labels, and what happens is, and this is the number one thing that a lot of artists don't get when I tell them that story, it's like, well, why you ain't signed? I would have signed. I say, yeah, but you got to know the business. You got to send those contracts to your lawyers and let them come through them contracts because they will get you because people, what they say, people don't sit down actually go through contract, they see that dollar sign and they automatically jump on it because the dollar sign.
Literally like getting into a car and not knowing how to drive. Like
exactly.
Zero experience in driving. You gonna crash? The crash is
exactly.
It's designed for you to crash. What pedal is what? Nope, you got the car. Congratulations. And
yep.
It's just you know, a car wreck by the time you look at your career after some point. How many times we got to hear this story? How many generations we got to hear this story?
Mm-hmm.
Goddamn, BB King went through it, TLC went through it, Lil Wayne went through it.
Right. So, yeah, I was like, nope, but, I don't care how long it's going to take. I had two different lawyers. I had a local lawyer and an industry lawyer that looked through those contracts, and they was like, nope. So I was like,
and
nope.
You didn't try to shoot on counter contract?
No, one of the contracts, they was offering $100,000 contract they was offering. My brother was just like, he laid it out.
So it wasn't even negotiable. Wasn't no way in hell they was going to go after that to a real industry member.
That's what it was. And my brother was like, well, I feel like he's worth more than that because this is what she brings to the table. And everything that that you all know that I do, this is what I was doing then. So
who was this? Like, can you get that information up? Who was that?
The company?
Yeah.
It was Universal, yeah.
You dog ass. $100,000?
Yeah.
Hey, there's a cat out here. His name slips my mind. But Cash Money signed him. He signed the contract for $80,000, but it's for 8 albums.
That is crazy.
So she is most definitely, you got to read them contracts, man.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So
it's, man, what's your label again so they get it right, man, so y'all can make sure y'all pay attention and see this in the future?
Right, Universal. Universal is a label that...
No, your label, IC, what was it?
Ice World Styling Incorporated.
That's what it is, man. So be looking for, it's going to be a bunch of females with bars for no reason at all, just going around murdering things, man.
Y'all better get ready.
That's what's up, man. Shout out to you. Is there anything else you want to promote or, touch on, these subjects you want to touch on? There's been a lot happening. Any perspective
you
think that might need to be put out there?
Well, let me start out by saying, y'all make sure y'all follow me on all social platforms at Lady C Snapper, LadyCSnappa. Y'all get in tune with my single, Once Again, Wave. That's on all streaming sites. And I want to say at this time, because there's so much going on, that I need everybody to really pull close to the God in this time, because one thing that I notice about Christians and people, and I don't know how many of you all are Christians, but one thing I know about Christians is when what's going on around the world, we forget. You know what I'm saying? We forget who is the head of our life. We forget who has the ultimate say, so we forget who... You know what I'm saying? Who the man is. So, I think it's time that we all need to pull closer to God and just realize that whatever's going to be, but at the end of the day, God got the last say. So love on your family, love on each other. You know, don't be afraid to tell somebody you love them. If you got beef with somebody, don't have grudges. You know what I'm saying? Life is too short, and I've learned that over the years. So, just love on each other and spread love, not hate.
Thousand percent, man. I back that, man. That's what's up. Well, man, you're not done. I just wanted to make sure we ain't had nothing, because you got knowledge. You got something else that she needs to explain on that music set? Huh? You want your computer? Man. No, what's the YouTube page? Lady C Snapper, right? Same spelling?
Huh?
And not yep. that. Are you active on there? Do you control that? Are you updating with your material? So,
yeah, I control that. The most recent thing on there is, well, Wave is actually on there as well, but Wave is not under that page. It's under.
No, it ain't.
Right. It uploaded. It uploaded through the website that I uploaded it for the streaming site, and they created their own page on YouTube. So.
Yeah. But everything is like the digital streaming platforms now, you know, because every time I have an artist on, I say, can you link me to your music? They send me straight to Spotify. I'd be like, well, can you link me to your music? Like, can you give me a song or, you know, give me something like, you're like, yeah, Spotify, iTunes, this is like, yeah, I mean, I did that. Okay.
Right.
But, you know, I'm glad that it's that level, though. Right?
Yeah.
Because it's a different game. That's a different game. Like, you actually streaming. And, see, I'm the type of person that know before you get anything, it ain't shit once you get it. But,
right.
Everything, and I hate to say it ain't shit, it's not what you hyped it up or what it was hyped up to be. It's
right.
Useful. And everything. So you appreciate that, right? So, I mean, that's a good thing. How is that to feel? Like, you ain't selling CDs out of trunk. You really got, you know, data platform streaming your stuff, man. How is that world? How do you think that game, like, you like that? You think streaming messed up the game or what?
The only thing that I don't like about it is that they give you, like, literally pennies on the dollar, and I feel like it's another way to hold us back in on the music fad. And I think that's why people kind of still try to do the CDs, but it's other ways to make money from your music. And that's why whenever I drop music, I drop it on the streaming sites, but I also have physical copies. And I know that CDs are almost becoming obsolete now as well. So, you know, now you got to go to, like, the flash drive and stuff like that. But it's other ways to make money off of your music.
The flash drive game is hard. That flash drive game hard. That's
yeah.
Tricky.
Yeah.
You know? And that's what I said. I think, like we don't have that industry, that machine. So our funding is messed up. And I mean black people. Our funding is messed up. We don't have that, you know, that it's, we don't have that investment that doesn't come with those red tapes and those increased numbers and stuff like that. So we really got to do what we can afford to do. So
yeah,
and the last time some brothers got together to do that shit, somebody sick the feds on them. Because remember, little Jay from Rap-A-Lot got together with Irv Gotti. And it was one other person they were supposed to be trying to they was trying to create their own distribution, and somebody sick the feds on all of them.
Yeah, and take that as a lesson. Don't be dirty. Like, and I'm glad that they made that attempt because we witnessed it, so we get to know how to do it right. Understand what I'm saying? Sometimes it ain't about you. I feel if Jay and Irv and Suge knew, like, why is y'all the face of this? You understand what I'm saying? Like, let's do this right, man. We got to be thinkers, man. We be trying to be celebrities and famous and all of that. Like,
yeah.
So it's just a smarter. So when we stay within our zone, we do things like this, selling hand-to-hand, mailing people the flash drives, and having, you know, pushing out, it's way more productive for us.
Mm-hmm.
It's like when you're in the industry, there's a almost 20 to 30 year commitment.
Yeah.
Before you even you. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because they create an image for you. You got to stick to the script, and you wonder why it conflicts with what people think about you, than who you are. Because people only see you as a celebrity. No one cares about, you know what I'm saying? So, I think that should be a perspective that we look at, man. Stop chasing the immediate recognition and earn a recognition. Earn a recognition. It's more profitable.
Exactly.
and a lot less dangerous.
That was Prince J, not Little J. That was Prince J from Rap-A-Lot. My bad.
Oh, yeah.
Prince J. I thought you said J. Prince. Oh, Prince J. That was J. Prince.
Yeah, J. Prince. J. Prince.
Yeah. J. Prince. J. Prince, Irv Gotti, and Suge.
They sick the feds on them cats for trying to think bigger than what they was doing.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to go over heads. Who needs to quit rapping? Who suck right now?
Ooh. Do she even got time to name all them names right now?
She probably got a personal. I'm looking for.
So, look, I got to really think on that because.
She's still out here working. Don't walk into that question. She's still out here working and networking and shit. She out here working, man. This is a dirty ass game. This is a dirty ass game out here. There've been somebody with everything else you said, and was like, she said this. You understand? Don't do it like that, sir. Don't do it. Like that.
Man, I'm gonna get it offline if I don't get it online.
Get it offline. You understand?
Who your best?
Get it offline.
Who your worst rapper?
G43 classified.
They don't care, man. What we say don't hurt their money. Not a bit.
Who is my best rapper? Are we talking locally or?
I'm hoping you go local.
Okay. So locally, I am a fan of course, Jay Hustle. I love her music. I love her versatility. She's a well-rounded artist as well. Emphatic is another one. I'm not sure if you all are in tune with her, but she's a young up-and-coming female rapper from the G, but she is cold. And I feel like she slept on. So y'all just get in tune. Emphatic. Let me see. On the male side, well, I kind of bounce probably back and forth, but.
Man, you ain't got to shut. Don't come over here and break your code. You're going all women now. Don't get over here and get it to it with your that gang of will. You went over that name, man. We ain't never named the nigga.
Hey, look, I'm telling you, like, the gang. Well, this is something else I will say. We actually have a lot of talent in music. I will say that. We have a lot of talent. Now, sometimes what may happen is they may have a talent and the image might lack, or, you know what I'm saying, they may have an image and then, like, the talent may lack. So it's like, sometimes it's like you never, it's hard to find that balance. I mean, to where you found an artist that has the full package in some kind of way that need work. I've heard a lot of dope artists. I know a lot of them that's up and coming. Like, they not out here as big as we are right now, but they're coming and they're making good music. And, you know what I'm saying? I feel like if they take this shit, they're going to be some beats.
That's all. Yeah. You got to pay attention to that. I was doing my first call of artists for the show. And so I was looking up the up and coming rappers. I saw like four of them gone already. Dead. I was like, it was already rest in peace videos about it.
Yeah.
Man,
yeah.
I was disappointed in how much I wasn't in tune with, you know what I'm saying, the people that was where I was when I needed somebody to be in tune with me when I was 14, 15, 16. Mm-hmm. When I started veering off, and it was like I was committing to the bud, like, man. I mean, but you learn, and we're going to pass to the next generation, and they're going to pick it up a little faster than us because they way more smart and way more intelligent than us. Okay. And we'll be exposed to less poverty and, you know, condition, you know. So it is what it is. That's hard, man. I love your mind, and I'm glad that. And I say this, you know, a lot. Watch the uniformity and the people that come through, man. Like, our people out here, man, like, when we represent us, we're geniuses. We're smart. You know what I'm saying? We humble. When they represent us, you stupid, you violent, you drunk, you high. You don't know no business.
All the time.
Like, come on, man, commit. Pick a side. What we gonna do? It's only music. It's only music. You can take the money and go to Six Flags if visit the White House, kiss the Lincoln statue if you want to, but do something for the people you see blatantly being railroaded when it comes to what comes to them organically. This is our music. This is our expression of the energy that is contained within our body. This is like what we are. This is it. What we've seen, what we've experienced, and how we calculate it. People putting in real work, man. So let's make it work for us, because don't bring your kids into something that you upset with. That's crazy.
That's real.
Man, Lady C snapping the building. This episode going to be worth a million. Yeah, y'all watch. I'm so glad you came through, man. I've been telling you, I've been trying to get it on. It's been like 3 tax seasons now. I don't know. Now, I hit up, when was that?
3 tax seasons.
I didn't get taxed. Yeah. But, you know, she a busy person, man. But she is there, and I appreciate that, man. That's good. Link me to Jay Hustle. I'm going to look him up, but just to make sure I find him, Jay Hustle and Fatty. And I'm going to try to get them on too.
Yeah, I'll link you to both of their pages. 2 dope emails. And y'all make sure y'all get in tune with them, but I'll definitely link you to both of them.
That's hard. That's what it is, man. That's what it is. Man, I ain't going to waste no more of a time, man. Big Reek, what's up, man? How you doing?
Man, I'm just trying to, you know, do what it needs to be done. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the whole Box State, Cali Rado in the building. You know what I'm saying? What's up to my crimey Bully the Kid? You know what I'm saying? Just hanging out, man. Just coming in on the end of some real fire music and a real fire conversation. You know what I'm saying?
No, you can't go. They played her and Bingo had a song, so you did miss out on the comment. A comet passed by, stopped, danced, and took off again. You missed that, but you caught the rest of the songs. You caught the interview. What you think about the system, man?
Man, Fuego. Straight Fuego. She's doing a lot of stuff. She's active. She's doper than a lot of cats I done heard. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
Shout out to you, your whole squad. I hope to hear more of all of y'all in the future. You know what I mean? Especially with you moving and shaking like you're doing. You know what I mean? It's inevitable.
Thank you.
Good luck to you making your own lane and carving your own path. And anybody that got anything to say, just know they just hating. That's all that is, you know. And it happens when real talent is in the room, when a real boss is in the room, when a real businesswoman is in the room. It happens. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. I appreciate it.
That's what up, man. You got a booking number, man? What can the people contact you for if they want to get you to come through and change their life, their experience?
Contact me at 219-359-6773, and that's for all bookings. Even if you want to book any of my artists, contact that number, and we'll make some things happen. And I'm also going to send you all a link to my artist that's under the label as well, so you all can get into them. Sharp Girls, actually, they're moving. They got some things that's big things coming. They got their Whipping song has been on the radio 38 weeks in a row. They're really rocking hard with them, so make sure y'all get in tune with them as well. And I'm telling you, the label as a whole, we about to take off.
That's hard. That's hard. And like I say, I like the movement because you paying attention to the quality of women. You understand what I'm saying? You have a consciousness that knows. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Appreciate that. That means that there's going to be women out here for my children to choose from of a different quality. Like somebody's trying to counter all of the. So you got to see the value in that, man. Right. I don't know who didn't, but maybe y'all needed to hear that. That's hard, man. That's hard. Stop looking at this shit as a business. Like, real talk. That's crazy. Yeah, Trap Girls sound like they gonna be on the radio for a long time. Just off their name alone. Trap Girls. I can't believe that name ain't already gone.
I know. they doing some big things, man. Yeah.
And what's the song that's on the radio?
It's called Whippin'. And they also got the.
I think
on,
I did
YouTube.
See that. Yeah. I saw that.
Yeah.
That's hard, man. That's crazy. And that's your label. That's ridiculous, man. Well, I plan on working in 2020, so I'll be seeing you, you know, in real time. But make sure, man, you keep it up. And, I mean, I send you strength, but I get help. So if you need, you know, anything that's in my resources, man, like, just let me know. You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, I know one foot moves the other foot. It's just like that with me. You know what I'm saying? Like real talk. Man, that's hard, man. Thank you for coming through. Strength to you, man. It's been another Midwest Music Monday, man. Lady C, Snappy, the Queen of Indiana, Queens of the Midwest Tour, originator, founder, man. It was hard today, man. Y'all going to have to catch up. Y'all going to have to catch up or commit to your job.